So I met Emberly on my 25th birthday. I finally was getting more and more accustomed and attached to Athens. This was one of the parties that kind of brought more friends to me. And Emberly arrived there with one of my other friends, and I'd never met Emberly before. And the first time that I met her, I think I felt a connection to her because she looked amazing. She looked so beautiful that day that each one of my guy friends was like, "Who is she? We want to talk to her." And I'm like, "Oh, cool."
So, this is everyday life for these two. All the guys are like, "Oh, who are they?"
When I first met Mallory, I was like, "Who is she?" Because she is so friggin' kind. Her presence would make you feel good about yourself. You just feel enveloped with love.
Mm. And you're not supposed to be making people cry.
I know.
One of my, I remember, Em brought me over, and this was amazing to me. I got to try your cooking, and I just about died.
I was like, who is this woman? And how do I get her more in my life?
I know, right?
Like, she's not only amazing, but she can cook. Like, I don't even, like.
Oh, I think I want y'all to come to India.
Oh, yes.
That would be so cool.
That really would.
I think this feels more home because I have more friends here than when I go back to New Delhi.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to go.
Yeah, that would be
and eat.
The stuff that I'm learning here is stuff that I would probably never have done there.
Oh, really? Like hiking, I'm guessing. What else? Like
hiking and going like pumpkin patches is not common. Like, we don't have Halloween there. We have Halloween now, but it's not like here.
It's a big deal.
Like corn mazes. I've never gone to a corn maze. Pumpkin carving. That's something that I definitely learned here. Like, that was not
really,
because when I bring back pumpkins and I tell my mom about it, she's like, "Are you gonna cook it? Like, make sure that you like." I'm like, "Are you kidding me? You're telling me the whole recipe of this thing without listening that we're never going to cook this."
Rightly.
Because she was so sad. She's like, "Oh, they just. Can you cook it after you carve it?" I'm like, "No, Mom, we don't eat it.
It sits outside and the squirrels eat it.
And then it rots."
Right.
That's it's like it rooted in like some sort of tradition. Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
I think it's like Christmas trees as well. Like, there's always.
Christmas was something that was very familiar because we would do that. And me and my dad would go and like, we would have these fir trees that were sort of like Christmas trees, but not really. And we would go to this place and we would cut a branch, because a branch would be as tall as a tree.
Wow.
And then we would decorate it with, like, we would make those Christmas ornaments. Oh. So it looked like a really weird, sad tree because it was just leaning on one side. Like, we would have kids over. My mom would, like, make cakes, and we would have like my dad dress up as Santa. So we had everything that we do here. I relate that a lot to me growing up and then me being here and doing the same stuff, but like here it's amazing. Like, everything Christmassy.
It's crazy.
And they start putting Christmas decorations in like Cracker Barrels in August. I mean, it's
But yeah. Thank you all so much for coming to this recording. I'm so excited for adventures together in the future.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and then same here.
Go to India.
Next stop, India.